Cool J is hot as hell. LL 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 Cool J is hot as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care you. I accept they are gonna accept all my. So long, still starving like Marvin for a Cool J song. If you cried, I thought I died, it definitely was wrong. It took a thought plus a voice to create a law. Taking off, eating up now with the Cool J force. Specializing in the rhyming for the record, of course. LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care you tell. I excel, they are fell. Gonna sell double L, motherfucker.
DJ Rampage.
On the Rubicon with James Lewis, Healthcare for the Culture, Sirius XM, channel 141. I was talking earlier in the show about my decision to choose happiness and encouraging people. What's going on with the political climate? We don't know what the world will be 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I'm encouraging people to love on those that are close to you and back away from media. I think anytime there's a huge event, an assassination, a terrorist attack, a war, we're glued to the screen and we just drink it in. And that has a deleterious impact on your health. And I want to talk about kind of why I choose to live my life the way that I do. I'm very open and honest, and this is Suicide Prevention Month. And I'm very open and honest about two things in my life on this show. First and foremost, I am a Lyme disease survivor. I've had Lyme disease for 15 years. I spent several years unable to walk, unable to take care of myself, unable to do anything, just basically in bed all day. I was on a walker at age 31 and was told that I would never walk again without assistance. And that was a harrowing ordeal that changed my life. Having Lyme disease, getting it, getting bit by a tick, and my health deteriorating in basically 6 to 8 weeks, you know, a couple of months. I went from running 2-3 miles a day, playing basketball, coaching, excelling at work, to unable to take care of myself, unable to keep anything down. And I experienced significant neurological damage. And to this day, I'm in a lot of chronic pain. And life isn't always easy for me, especially during the winter. But specifically, the second thing that I talk about, and this is where I'm going, September and October are always very difficult months for me because this is 4 years from the passing of my mother. And those two topics are intertwined because my mother took care of me when I was sick. This is before I was married. My mother took care of me when I had Lyme disease and I was unable to walk and unable to take care of myself. And my mom stayed up praying all night and was my advocate with my doctors. And it's kind of the 4 year anniversary. I lost my grandfather and my mother pretty much in the same time period. And that was right around 4 years ago. The day that my grandfather passed away, my mother was put on a ventilator after being hospitalized in the ICU with COVID for a couple of weeks. She was put on a ventilator the next day. So the day that my grandfather passed away, I talked to my mother one more time, and she was unable to talk. She was writing. She had a BiPAP machine on, and I could hear it breathing in these machines. If you lost someone to COVID and you've been in the ICUs, I remember talking to Janelle about what it was like to be a nurse during COVID. I have my good friend Julian Johnson is going to come on the show next week, Dr. Julian Johnson, who's a grief counselor. He was a chaplain in a very large hospital system in Orlando during COVID. He had to go in and pray over people who were dying of COVID and pray with family, the families of people that were dying of COVID. And watching my mother die of COVID was the most difficult thing that I've ever experienced in my life. It was more difficult than having Lyme disease. It was more difficult than losing my ability to walk. It was more difficult than losing my career. I loved my grandfather. We were very close. But I had him for 96 years. Well, I didn't have him for 96 years, but he was on earth for 96 years. So I felt like I got everything I could have gotten out of my grandfather. And all the wisdom, the knowledge, the time, the tension. But losing my mother abruptly to COVID is something that I still have not gotten over. And in Suicide Prevention Month, I'm encouraging people to seek therapy, to seek help. I talk about this every year. So I don't want to say spiel, but I do this public service announcement every year. I remember my grandfather passing, which we had expected. He was in declining health. And my mother was on a ventilator. I'm at the funeral and people are asking me how my mother is doing at my grandfather's funeral. And as someone that works in healthcare, I knew that it was very unlikely early in the game that my mother was going to survive. But I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to disrespect the God that I serve. I didn't want to disrespect my father. I didn't want to disrespect my family. But going through that, literally during my grandfather's funeral, taking some time and going to visit my mother who was out on the ventilator. And then losing my mother a few weeks later and having to make the decision with my father to take my mother off the ventilator when the doctor said, hey, there's nothing else that we can do. She's not going to get better. I stayed strong because as a man, you got to be strong. You got to hold the family down. I stayed as strong as I could going into my mother's funeral. And my mother's funeral was I'll never forget, was on Halloween. It was on October 31st. And I stayed strong. I was at the funeral dressed up well. Didn't cry, didn't get hysterical, any of those things. I went home after my mother's funeral and laid in bed for almost 10 consecutive days. And I would have been ashamed to share this, but I think this is why I've been blessed with such a platform. Day 9, day 10, I have pizza boxes, filth, dirt, dirty clothes, just living in a mountain of filth, living in bed, not going outside, not taking care of myself. I'm just sleeping all day. I'm watching TV at night. I'm eating pizza. I'm getting food delivered to the house. I'm not talking to anyone. Nobody's coming over. I'm not accepting any calls. I'm not even with my father, my grandmother, who I should be with, mourning. I'm at home by myself being depressed. And I finally said to myself, hey, I need to get up and take a shower and get dressed and go get some help. And I started therapy. And the therapy was life-changing for me. And I say this just to tell people, I've experienced pain. I've experienced suffering, physical pain, mental pain. Whatever you're going through in life, it could be grief. It could be your marriage. It could be something going on with your children. It could be your health. It could be a toxic boss, work situation where you're being bullied. It could be financial. If you're at the brink and you're questioning life and you're miserable and you're not taking care of yourself and you're not participating in what we call the ADLs, the activities of daily living, go get some help. Go to a counselor. Don't be ashamed. Don't be proud. Go get some help. It's something that I wouldn't say that I was at a place where I didn't want to live anymore, but I was at a place where I wasn't really truly living anymore. And there's no shame in getting help. If you broke your leg, if you found out that you were diabetic, if you got poked in the eye, if you had some bodily injury, you would immediately go to the ER and get some help. And there are people struggling with what's going on in society. There are people grieving. There are people that are holding on to, for whatever reason, personal pain and trauma. Go get some help. HR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141, Healthcare for the Culture.
When buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
You're gonna break that call button.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bother y'all, but I don't get before China.
That's all you get.
What about my man over there?
He has insurance. His insurance pays for his cable hookup. Only reason you're admitted is that fracture. As soon as we can discharge you, we will. All you gangsters, wash up in our ER like it should do. You can stand out there slinging drugs till you get shot or cut. Have us put you back together free of charge so you can do it again.
Gangster, huh?
Oh, you're not that? I pulled your admissions. You were here in 90 for a gunshot wound. And 3 years before that, you were here for chest surgery, for cutting.
Long time back, yeah.
And see, you're still at it.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Medicare can be complicated, and you may have questions. Whether you're enrolling for the first time, reviewing plan options, or troubleshooting an issue, SHIP can help. SHIP is your local state health insurance assistance program. We provide free, unbiased support to Medicare-eligible individuals, their families, and caregivers. We can help you make informed decisions about your care and benefits. Find your local SHIP office at aging.maryland.gov/SHIP or call 410-767-1100.
Apparently, 1 in 8 women have a thyroid issue. That's a lot of women.
Am I the one?
I think it's fine.
I'm feeling kind of tired.
Maybe she goes to.
Is my neck weird?
I should see a doctor.
I should get a test.
Insurance even covers
this? This is always a whole big thing.
When your coverage includes preventive care, staying on top of your health doesn't have to be a whole big thing. Kaiser Permanente, healthcare that just works.